We come now to the book of Hosea, chapter 6. And Lord God, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea 6, verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. And now this sounds real good, doesn't it? Sounds like they're really repenting. But it wasn't from their heart. God knows that. Look at verse 2. They continue, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. They said, we repent. Now God's punishment will only be for a short time. Good times are right around the corner. Verse 3. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Like refreshing rain comes in the proper season. God will restore us. That's what Israel is counting on. Verse 4, what can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears. And so Israel was talking a good talk, but we can see from verse 4 that God saw right through it. He knew their repentance was shallow. Verse 5, therefore, God says, I cut you in pieces with my prophets. I killed you with the words of my mouth. My judgments flashed like lightning upon you. The prophets, of course, were God's spokesmen. The Israelites would not listen to them. And as a result, the word of the Lord that the prophets spoke would strike the people of Israel like lightning. And they are in big trouble. And no shallow repentance can reverse it. Verse 6. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, an acknowledgment of God rather than burnt offerings. Offering sacrifices without having a heart for God is useless. Just like today, going through rituals without a heart for God is useless. I don't care if it's the Mass or a service, a liturgical service, or any other kind of service. If all you do is go to church and go through the motions and you don't have a heart for God, listen, ritual is never a substitute for relationship. Be kind to others and be loyal to God, and then offer your sacrifices. Then it'll mean something. 7. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me there. Remember Adam. Adam ate the forbidden fruit, and he did not get away with it. And Israel broke their contract with God, and they will not get away with it either. 8. Gilead is a city of wicked men, stained with footprints of blood. Gilead was actually east of the Jordan River. Remember, three tribes or 2.5 tribes settled east of the Jordan. They didn't go into the main portion of the promised land. Well, that entire region of Israel was polluted with sin. Verse 9. As marauders lie in ambush for a man, so do bands of priests. They murder on the road to Shechem, committing shameful crimes. That's pitiful. The priests were thugs. God help the nation whose ministers are given over to sin. That nation is in big trouble. Verse 10. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There Ephraim is given to prostitution, and Israel is defiled. Shameful idolatry. That is what is meant by prostitution. Shameful idolatry was rampant in the northern kingdom. This is not repentance. All the fine-sounding words in the world won't make up for this sort of activity. Verse 11. Also for you, Judah. Remember, Judah is the southern kingdom of Israel. Also for you, Judah, a harvest is appointed. And so the southern kingdom will not get away with their sin either. Judgment will not be immediate for them, but it will come. It is appointed, as God says here, it's appointed because they will hold fast to their sin. Next time, chapter 7. Until then, so long, everyone.